Today's scripture reading is from Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. As he taught, he said, "Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in the long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at the banquets. They devour widows' houses, and for the sake of appearance, say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put it in 2 small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be God.
Before we listen to God's message, I invite you to pray with me. Lord our God, we thank you indeed for this beautiful day and for the opportunity to meet here in your house, to be in worship with our fellow believers, with our family of faith. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for blessing us today with forgiveness and with your word. And so as we listen to your word and hear the message that you have for us, I pray that your spirit will be present and open our hearts and our minds to simply receive. And so we are here to listen. We invite you to speak to us now as we pray that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you've probably experienced this, all right? You go grocery shopping, and the shopping cart is full of all of the items that you need for the week. You get to the checkout counter and the total is something like $260.55. And then the checkout person asks, "Would you like to round up your total to help some local charity or program?" In other words, do you want to add 45 cents to your total for a worthy cause? And of course, only a complete dirtbag would say no. And so you say yes. I didn't mean to make those who say no feel bad. All right. But in any case, one organization that uses this fundraising approach is Goodwill Industries. It has a program called Change for Change. In Fort Worth, Texas, for example, shoppers raised more than $295,000 across 25 retail locations in the year 2020. And the program advertises, "You give change and we will promote change," like empowering individuals with disabilities and other barriers to employment to gain independence through the power of work. And so Goodwill and other businesses understand the power of a penny, the power of a penny. Because you see, the puny penny is the smallest monetary unit in our currency. But is it any good? Is it any good? Can it make a difference? Yes, the penny can make plenty a difference. And it's more than money. So we're just a few weeks out from this year's Thanksgiving. And on November 21st, we have what we call Stewardship Sunday here at CCD. And so for the next few weeks leading up to the 21st and on the 21st, I will be focusing on the theme of stewardship and giving and generosity and gratitude. Because you see, it's good for us to, from time to time, take a spiritual inventory. And when we do that, it's a good exercise to also think about the penny philosophy by which we live. As people who belong to God's kingdom, we all need to be challenged to review how specifically we manage our money and the principles that guide them. Don't look so excited that I'm going to talk about money for a little bit. But to begin with, I want to give you a few penny principles. Some things we need to keep in mind when we talk about stewardship. And the first one is, the penny belongs to God. The penny ultimately belongs to God. God is the creator. God is the sustainer of everything in this world and in life. Hebrews 2:10 says, everything belongs to God, and all things were created by His power. So that means also our money, our possessions, our time, it all belongs to God in the end. And so you're thinking, wait a minute, wait. I worked hard for what I have in life. And I work very, very hard for the kind of income that I generate. And yes, you do. And I'm not denying that, okay? But who is it who gives you the strength? Who is it who gives you the health and the capabilities and the talents and the many opportunities you need to do that work? Who is that? That's why it says in Acts, for in Him we live and move and have our being. The penny belongs to God, and when we give, we really give back to God what already belongs to Him in the first place. The second principle is this. The penny alone is powerless. It's a piece of copper and zinc. It weighs a mere 2.5 grams. You can find it on sidewalks and on streets, in piggy banks, in jars, pockets, kitchen drawers, parking lots, the back seat of your car or the cup holder of your car. But here's the thing. Unless you pick it up, it can't do anything. A penny has no power without a person to put it to work. And that's why we make plans for our pennies. We put it to work. We don't serve money. We let money serve us. You set the agenda for your finances. You come up with a vision on how you want to spend it. Because if you don't, a penny is just a piece of loose change. Here's the third penny principle I want to share with you. Don't pander for the penny. It's really not a good thing to lust after more and more and more money. It could be more trouble than it's worth. Some people would even say, you know, more money, more problems. Here's what God's word says in 1 Timothy about pandering for the penny. It says, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, and in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. It doesn't say money is the root of all evil, does it? It says the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. If you love money more than God or family, then you will never have enough. Because if you love wealth, you will never be satisfied with your income. The fourth principle, do not try to please the penny. In other words, don't worship the penny. Worship God. Because we were created to love God. We weren't created to love money. And the most important relationship we have is our relationship with God, not with our possessions. Remember the words of Jesus? He says, take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of possessions. Life is not defined by what you have, okay? And so to this, the writer of Hebrews adds, and he says, keep your life free from love of money and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is my helper. We worship God. We don't worship money. We give our devotion and trust to God, who has first given everything to us. And our worship, by the way, has a lot to do with our stewardship. Stewardship of what God has given to us and how we can best put those gifts to use by giving them back to God through worship. And the fifth penny principle I have for you is, don't pinch the penny. Don't be stingy and miserly with the penny. Be generous instead. Give it away to strangers. Give it to charity. Give it to the church. Keep what you need and be generous in what you give away. Don't fear that you will end up penniless. Because giving away your penny will not thrust you into poverty. Because you see, the life of a believer is not focused on having the most pennies when we die. He who dies with the most toys still dies. I've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul on the way to the cemetery. So give because you are grateful to God for all the blessings you have. Gratitude towards God makes you generous in your giving. So as we talk about stewardship and CCD, I want you to keep these five principles in mind. The penny belongs to God. The penny is powerless unless we put it to work. Don't pander for the penny. Don't try and please the penny. Please God instead. And don't pinch the penny. Be generous. Because you see, there's power in the penny. And the penny has the power to inspire. In part of our passage for today, we see how Jesus watched the widow fumbling about in her change purse for the last coins she had. And he called his students over to watch. He says, it's time for the offering. Let's watch this. And they did, from a distance. And the widow's two coins amounted to a penny, by the way. And Jesus and the disciples watched her drop them in the collection box. And knowing her situation, they were all amazed. Because her bank balance just went from one penny to zero. And Jesus was highly impressed by the actions of this woman, especially since, you know, he had watched the Pharisees and the teachers of the law put money into the treasury and lots of it. But these were the people who had oppressed the poor widows in the first place. And the lots of money that they donated was really ill-gotten gain. But this woman worshiped God with the coins that she had, with all the coins she had. She turned over to God's use all that she has to offer. Because that penny represented the last shred of security for her, her fragile thread of hope for her future. So just think about that. And Jesus was inspired by this, and he said, the truth is that this poor widow gave more to the collection than all the others put together. All the others gave what they'll never miss. She gave extravagantly what she couldn't afford. She gave her all. Most of us give what we won't really miss, right? She gave sacrificially. And so what she did was inspirational, because the widow's penny had the power to inspire. And here's the thing, when we inspire, it often leads to change. Inspiration often leads to change. When we get inspired, we can bring about some change. Dr. Dill is the principal of Rocky Ridge Elementary School in Hoover, Alabama. And according to a recent Forbes article, she's a master of leadership. She has a motto which says, take the time to inspire and be inspired. And she thought of this lowly penny that we see everywhere. And she encouraged everyone at her school to offer a penny to anyone who inspired them. She asked the penny giver to say to the receiver, you have penny power. You inspired me. I hope you take this penny and pass it on to somebody else. It's like paying it forward with a focus on inspiration. And then the kids started bringing pennies to school. According to the article, Dr. Dill said it was so moving. They were giving them to teachers and telling their teachers how much they appreciated them. They were giving them out to their aides and to our custodians and to their parents. It was like a love fest, she says. The lowly penny that first produced inspiration had now generated change. The Penny Project began as a means of sharing respect and acknowledgement and inspiration in the community, but it grew into a movement that changed or improved the culture of civility and of love. Now, in the case of the widow of today's reading, it was not the penny that inspired Jesus. It was the faith that motivated the giving of her last two coins. Because you see, Jesus was always impressed by faith. Nothing moved him more than when someone expressed extraordinary faith. And a lack of faith was often distressing to him. And the widow's offering was an expression of faith. She faithfully put all she had into the plate out of worship for God. And Jesus found this utterly impressive and inspirational. So, will this story and the power of the penny inspire us? And will this lead to a change in our way of worship and how we give as part of our worship, because the truest form of worship is when we follow the example of the poor widow by giving our all to God. That's what the church is all about. It's not about us. It's about us pouring ourselves out before God, emptying ourselves of everything the world has to offer and giving back to God what is rightfully His. God does not demand that we give 100% of our earnings back like this incredible widow did. No. But God does show that we should be giving enough back to know that we should be totally dependent on His grace and not our own abilities. So there's power in the penny. It has the power to inspire. It has the power to bring change. And it gives us the opportunity to express our faith and our discipleship by giving to God's church. Amen. Let us pray. Most holy God, so often we believe and we think that it's all up to us, that we generate all we have, that we are responsible for all the blessings we have in our lives, that we work for them, that we deserve them. Thank you that you tell us again today that you are the creator. Everything belongs to you. Every breath we take is just by sheer grace on your behalf. I pray that as we focus on stewardship and giving and gratitude and generosity, that your Spirit will change us so that we will give generously of ourselves, of our time, of our resources to you, to your church, for the sake of your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.